So in the previous year, we discussed the simonim, the signs, for Soan to be Cheskas Moshiach. And today we're going to talk about the second category, Moshiach Vadai. The Rambam says, if somebody has Cheskas Moshiach, and then does the following two things, which are building the Beis HaMikdash, and gathering in all the Nitche Yisrael, Kibbutz Golias, then you can say that this person has the halachic category of status of Moshiach Vadai. Now the obvious question is, why are these the two things? Why is Binyan Beis HaMikdash and Kibbutz Nitche Yisrael, Kibbutz Golias, why are these the main qualifications for someone to be Moshiach Vadai? So in order to understand that, you have to first really, really drill into our own brain and really, really define for ourselves what is the halachic Moshiach? What is the job of Moshiach according to halacha? Many of us are looking forward to a Moshiach that's what we call a problem solver. He's going to take care of our Gashmi Yizdika needs or our Ruchni Yizdika needs. He's going to fill in all the blanks in our Avodah. But how does Halacha look at Moshiach? What is the halachic status of a Moshiach? And in order to answer that in a few words, the job of Moshiach is to bring about Shleimus HaTorah VaMitzvos, which means that there are 613 mitzvahs. There are unfortunately so many which we are unable to fulfill Bizman Azeh. And the job of Moshiach is to enable Klal Yisrael to fulfill the mitzvahs. Now, what are the two biggest hindrances to the fulfillment of mitzvahs? The first thing is that we are missing the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore all the halachas of Karbonis, Avodah, we are unable to do. There are so many mitzvahs associated with avoiding the Beis HaMikdash and Karbonis. And all of those things we're unable to do because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. The next huge chunk of mitzvahs which we are unable to do are all the mitzvahs associated with Trumas, Maisres, all the mitzvahs associated with the land of Eretz Yisrael. Now the halacha is that when these Yovelis, Shmitas, all these things are connected with Kol Yoshveh Aleho. When Yidin are all in Eretz Yisrael, then you can do Shmitas and Yovelis and all the dinim associated with that. So therefore, if you had to pinpoint two things which would bring back the Yidden to enable us to do mitzvahs, and again, there's obviously also a deeper level that not only are we going to be able to do the mitzvahs, but we're going to be able to do them right. Like we say, V'sham nasa lefanecha k'mitzvahs etzenecha. Even the mitzvahs that we do today, they're with distractions, with not a full heart and not a full mind. It's so difficult to be fully focused and involved in mitzvahs. When Mashiach comes, in addition to the fact that we will have the full focus that will enable us to do all the mitzvahs, we will have the Beis HaMikdash, and we will have Kibbutz Nitche Yisrael, thus allowing us to bring the Karbonis and do the Avod and the Beis HaMikdash, thus allowing Bezin to do all the Shmitas and Yovelis that were put on hold in the time of Golos. Therefore, all the mitzvahs at Luis Baretz, the land of Eretz Yisrael, will be able to be fulfilled in a full and filling way. And therefore, the two biggest things that make a Mashiach Vadai are the Binyan Beis HaMikdash and Kibbutz Nitche Yisrael. Then that's the halachic status of Mashiach Vadai. But then there's obviously what we call Vadai Mashiach. In other words, when the Rebbe says that the Nasi HaDur is the Mashiach Shebedur, and that the Nasi of the Dur, this is the Dur HaShvi, the final generation of Golos and the first generation of Geula. So obviously the Nasi of the Dur HaShvi is the Nasi of Mashiach. So therefore, even before the full category of Mashiach Vadai, which it's being worked on, and the Rebbe said, we see Simonim, Yidden being allowed to go to Eretz Yisrael in an unprecedented way, and the building of the Beis HaRabbeinu Shebevavel, and all the shuls, which will are Hakdama to the building of the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, but we're not yet holding by the halachic status of Mashiach Vadai, but nevertheless, our emuna is strong that the Rebbe is Mashiach, Vadai Mashiach. That it's strong, it's clear, it's open, and it's uncontested, and it's very soon that we'll go, Mirtz Hashem, from Cheskas Mashiach all the way to Mashiach Vadai, and at that point, Yakidu V'yedu, Kol Bo Yoylam, the entire world will recognize the Melucha of Melech HaMashiach, and everyone then will announce together the full Yechi to the Rebbe Begoli Mirtz Hashem Leinei Basar.